Welcome in to an episode of The Beaker here on DuckStream. I'm Alexis Downey alongside Brian Hayward. The trade deadline just completed, and we're happy to be joined now by the Anaheim Ducks general manager, Pat Verbeek. Pat, let's just jump into things, starting with the big trade that the Ducks were involved in. Brian Dumoulin going to the New Jersey Devils. You get a 2025 second round pick and also a prospect in Herman Traff. What went into that decision?
Well, it's actually, it was something that took a while to really come to grips with, because what our team's been doing over the last month and a half is, it became a difficult decision to, you know, decide whether we trade Brian Dumoulin. He's been a great influence, you know, on the team, both on and off the ice. It's been incredible. Like, not only on the ice, but the off ice has been, you know, really good. I mean, he's been really good for our young players, and kind of a calm demeanor, calm influence on our younger players. And I mean, he was just a great joy for us. And so that's why this decision became hard. But going through it, having, you know, Zellweger and having Mentukov miss games, it became a problem that I didn't like. I don't like our young players sitting out. And the reason why is because it's not so much their play. It's, you know, and they deserve to play. And, you know, it's tough decisions to kind of keep them out and keep them in. So I decided it became, a more long-term approach with this trade, and I wanted the young guys playing to experience this this opportunity to make the playoffs. I think it's so important for our younger players to go through this, you know, to feel that pressure to play meaningful games, to feel that pressure to get into the playoffs, and also, it's excitement to chase this. I've been in this, you know, I spoke to the team this morning. I've been in this position, and it's exciting. You know, I think we got a nice young mix of, you know, youthful enthusiasm with, you know, veterans that have won championships, have gone deep into the playoffs. And as I told them this morning, you know, I said, it's a difficult thing. I said, I have a difficult job in the sense that, I don't like trading guys, but I have to do my job, and I have to, you know, take care of not only today, but I have to take care of the future. But as I went back to him and I told him, I said, but I believe in you guys. Like, I believe this team, you know, the guys that are here can get the job done to get in. And ultimately it's in our hands. Like, we're going to play the Calgarys. We're going to play the St. Louis's twice. We got Utah, like, we got Vancouver, like, and I kind of ran through a story of when I played for the New Jersey Devils, when we made the playoffs for the first time ever, moving it over to New Jersey. And we had to go 9-0-1 to get into the playoffs. And we had to win the last game in overtime to get into the playoffs. And we did. We went 9-0-1. But there was a belief in that team that we had. And I see the same similarities with this team. With their belief, and they've come so far in a long month and a half, and now can they take another step? You know, these are big games for them, and can they rise to the occasion? I think they can.
Pat, I do want to talk a little bit more about this deal with Dumoulin, because we need to address what you got back. I mean, when you acquired Brian Dumoulin, it was for a fourth rounder. You get a second round pick back, and you get a Herman Traff, a prospect. Can you fill us in a little bit about what your scouts are telling you about Traff? Have you seen him play?
Yeah, I have seen him. He played a little bit at the World Juniors this past winter. He's a big guy, has a little bit of an edge to his game. He plays physical. I like his hockey sense, and he's got some skill to go with it. So, kind of like something, that he's got a good chance to be a nice player for us in the future. So it's just, obviously they're young. They're still, I mean, he's, I think he just turned 19. So there's still, you know, lots of growth for him, you know, to get better. So, you know, we're going to look to see, we're going to go watch him, you know, over play for his team. He's kind of in the relegation team with his, you know, so he's got a best of seven coming up here. I just got off the phone with him actually and talking to him. He's a great kid, was really excited. So, this could turn out to be a very good deal for the team, for the future.
You talked about this kind of chemistry that's become very evident with your club in the last couple of weeks. How much of a factor was that in determining whether or not you're going to make additional moves, make additional changes to the personnel?
I think it's we're kind of in a position right now. You know, it's like, I got to let the horses run, you know, like we've got a lot of young guys in the lineup and we got to see what they got to do. And I want them to experience it. It's huge for their development. It's huge for the organization to be able to have this opportunity to play. Like, I think, you know, when we spoke last year about this time, maybe a little later, we talked about having meaningful games. Yep. And being in this spot, fighting for a playoff spot, and here we are, like we're 7 points out, and we got the teams that we're gonna play that we're fighting to climb over. We got them, so it's like I said, it's in our hands, and we're here, and that's why I think the group's excited. They believe in themselves, and they're confident that, you know, they can get the job done.
You added a veteran in Oliver Shillington. Well, 27 years of age, so he's not exactly right. An old guy. He's more of a depth piece for you down the straight here. Now you needed to add a D with Dumoulin going out.
Correct. Yeah. He hadn't played. I think he's played 13 or 14 games with Colorado. So I know he had an injury that kind of kept him out for a little bit, during that time. So that probably, hurt his games played, this year. But I know the player that I watched in Calgary, a couple years ago. You know, obviously, I think he's had, some other issues that kind of have hurt him a little bit, but, you know, hurt his development and in playing. But I think he's like the perfect player for us right at this particular point. Definitely a guy that, you know, we can allow that our young guys can go, you know, and go play. And if we run into an injury, I have full confidence that he can come in and play for us and be able to play for us well.
Future considerations for Shillington. What the heck does that mean?
It means
you nothing, scratch really. Your back and you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours at some point.
Well, I guess it's like, you know, sometimes teams look to move the money. There's other reasons, you know, too many bodies sometimes, and so I just happened to show up when both teams were looking to move somebody and we didn't have to give up anything for it. So I was there, you know, at the right time.
Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned how excited you are to see your young players perform down the stretch here. I mean, this is what this season really has been about, you know, put them, get them into this situation where they can really test themselves against more veteran teams and see how they perform, right? So of your young D, of Minchikov, of Zellweger, what are you looking for specifically from each of those two players in the last 20 games?
Well, for me, I think for Pavel, I think he's had, he's kind of had an up and down season, been kind of in and out. I think going out of the lineups kind of hurt his confidence quite a bit. He was recovering from an injury from last year when he blocked, I think he took a shot from Lundestrom and it kind of damaged his knee. And so he had ended up having surgery later in the summer. And so he never quite healed fully from that injury. And I think that's kind of really hurt his play. I think he can't, from my perspective, it's been hard for him to trust his legs, you know, to get back, you know, for pucks and having that extra half a second to make the play. So having said that, I think he's found it difficult at times where men kind of get behind him in the defensive zone, and he allows them. So the focus for him is to make sure that those little details to blocking out, to not allowing guys to get to the net, gaining that position, is important for not only his defensive zone, but I think it's going to, you know, spur his offensive ability too, to where, you know, we're trying to let him go offensively, but we want him to become, you know, as I've had talks with Pavel, in the sense that, Pavel, we want you to be a great player, like, but we want you to be a player that we can put out in the last minute of a game to defend a lead, but also provide offense. So you're going through these hard lessons right now, and it's important for you to go through them, but we want you to make sure that you're, you know, looking for the details in your game. Now, having said that, with Zellweger, he's kind of a little different hybrid, and he's probably a little more offensive thinking than Pavel, but, you know, his defensive game, you know, we have to keep working at that as well, you know, being reliable, being the one thing, you know, Zelly's really good at breaking the puck out. He can actually break the puck out. He can skate himself out of trouble, which is a huge bonus, as you guys have been watching Jackson Lacombe be able to do that himself. And so that, you know, is a guy that we can, you know, rely on to do that. And you know, the guy we pair him with will be able to, you know, play the stay-at-home guy. And I'm hoping to get more offense from Zellweger as well.
I got a general question just about this, you know, trade deadline day in general. From your perspective, I mean, you guys are in a different situation, obviously, than a lot of teams right now. But were there a lot of phone calls coming your way? Was it kind of similar to previous years, or was it ramped up? It seemed to be more of a seller's market, if you will, at this deadline than maybe in the past couple.
Well, I think probably there's a lot of teams that are in it. Like right now, like you've seen more teams that have been in it. I don't think playoff teams or teams like us or similar to us are going to pursue, unless it makes sense for the future, are going to pursue a rental market. It doesn't, it's not where they probably are in their cycle. And so we're kind of in that same boat. Did I take calls on lots of players? Sure. Like, you know, everybody's, We're all doing our homework, you know, to see, you know, what might be available, what might not be available, you know, to kind of see if you can improve or just tweak your roster in a different manner. It probably was more busy 3 days ago, you know, four days ago than it was. Well, today was really quiet. Yesterday was actually more surprising, busy than I thought, but just conversations, but they were light conversations. They were just, I think teams just kind of feeling things out to see if I would have any interest in doing so-and-so or doing this. And most of the time it was no. So anyway.
The big names, obviously, you know, Robbie Fabry's injured. He's on an expiring contract for you. And the name that everyone has heard is John Gibson, of course. So, you know, where do things sit with those two players at this stage?
Well, with Fabry, obviously, he's an expiring contract. So we're, you know, I don't know quite know how long he's going to be out, you know, for this season. So, you know, we'll do a review, you know, with our, you know, our players and squad, you know, projections a little later after the season. So, John Gibson, I took calls on John Gibson. So there was an active, market, for him. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, we have probably in top five goaltending tandems in the league. Yep. Like, unless it makes sense for me, you know, and for our organization, to improve the team, it doesn't make sense for us to move John Gibson at this time.
Got it.
On the end of goaltending, you recently did acquire Ville Husso to be down in San Diego as well. Just having that piece with the injury to Cali Klang, of course, but you know, having someone like that being with the Gulls, why was that important to the organization?
Well, it was, we just kept having goalies go down. At Thomas Uchanek, you know, ACL, you know, Cali, playing MCL done for basically the season. Like, we started to get thin on the goaltending, and I looked at it in the sense, okay, if ever one of our goalies go down up top, we're in a pickle, like, because we have no depth in either San Diego or Anaheim. So it became a move that was, for me, pretty vital. And it also, I also looked, with Cali going down, I looked to see if we could, make sure that the goaltending was completely solid and good, to give San Diego a chance to make the playoffs as well. And having that security blanket to make sure that if we ever have an injury up top, Ville Husso can come up. And he will be coming up tonight, as a matter of fact. So
Gulls are rolling right now. And one of the young prospects, Tristan Luno, who was been down all season there, is coming on, right?
He's put a lot of points on the board. It's very rare to see, a defenseman of that age put those points up as a defenseman. I can't remember, PK Subban was probably the last young defenseman I can remember watching, have a rookie season like, Tristan Luno's had. I feel comfortable leaving Tristan, in San Diego for the rest of the season. There's things that he's still working through in his game now he's kind of finding. He didn't play much hockey. Well, hardly played any hockey last year. Right. And now just leaving him be comfortable. Like, he's doing a great job. He's working on the details of his game that's going to help him be a great player for us here in the future soon for Anaheim.
Pat, one of the other players that I wanted to make sure I asked about, talking about the young guys, Drew Helleson, that's someone that Greg Cronin shared with us that was a surprise, and a pleasant surprise this season, just how he's been able to take coaching, a very responsible guy overall. But what was your impression of just how Drew Helleson has been able to make his mark up here with the team?
Well, I think Drew's an interesting kid in the sense that I've watched him basically all through college, and I watched his progression in college. And it's funny, he got to San Diego, and it was just like I was watching him in college. He was kind of a little bit, maybe timid's the word, just a kind of little bit shy and putting his abilities and some of the things. He was a kid that had to try and feel comfortable. And the more he got comfortable, the better he started to become. And so I think last year, and when I ended up sending him down this year, and we kind of laid out some things that he needs to work on. And he had some nice progression over last year, putting a lot of details, being that big, guy that's physical, hard to play against. And the one thing I like about Drew is, like, he has underrated skill, and he's a smart player, and he's not flashy about it, but he really does a good job of, moving the puck well. Being able to move pucks under pressure is crucial at the NHL, and he's really gotten comfortable now being up with us for up for, I don't know how long he's been up, but when he went down, when we sent him down this first, He was a man that was focused. I talked to Matt McElvain about him. He was the first one to the rink. He had a to-do list every single day when he showed up. He showed up with purpose. And when we got watching him, you could see it. And all of a sudden, these guys played the way he played himself out of that league. And now I find that it's easier for him to play in the NHL than it is down in the minors. And so it's funny, ever since we called him up, he's had a huge effect on Jackson Lacombe. And Jackson Lacombe's just kind of taken off on a whole different direction ever since Drew's gotten called up. And it's funny, they're like best friends. They grew up here in California. They played hockey together here, and so they've had great influence on each other, and so it's awesome to see.
All right, Pat, thank you so much for taking the time today to join us post trade deadline, and we're looking forward to seeing how the team does down the stretch in this last bit of games.
Thanks, Pat.
All right.
See you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.